Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show. Hope you guys are doing absolutely great. I am here. It is a Monday night, about 8 o'clock. I'm running a little behind, but I decided this podcast I need to get out. I was going to do it yesterday and I didn't. So come on, I got to do it today. So I decided to stay a little late here at work to get it done. Like always, just appreciate you guys tuning in. If you guys are on YouTube, thank you so much. On the podcast, appreciate you guys a lot so much. And we are going on to a topic today that I've been doing a lot of thinking about. It's something that I've had a lot of experience in. And I figured I would just give you guys some of my thoughts, some of my experiences, and something that I think will help you guys move forward. And it's, if you want your life to change, you have to change. And I bring this up because we live in a society that loves being comfortable. And what I mean by that is there's so many people out there that love being comfortable so much that they hate their life. I've talked to so many people that they stay in a job they absolutely hate, but they know it, and they're too scared to do something else because they don't know what it would be like, but they'd rather stay in that job and just be miserable. And then vice versa, take that into a relationship, take that into financials, take that into insert whatever you would like. It just goes off, and I've dealt with it a lot, especially these last 3 years, 4 years. I would say I have changed into a different person than I was in the past. You know, I still try to be funny and laugh and do all that. I don't think that's ever left me. And also, on a side note with that, I always talk to people about how I used to be the class clown, get in trouble because I talked all the time. And now that's pretty much my profession, is just sitting here hanging out with my friends and my clients and talking to them. So what a life, you know? What you get in trouble in school can turn into a career for you guys if you just follow your dream of talking all the time. But going into it, you guys, I wanted to start it off with a quote that I told myself every single day when I played college basketball. I heard it first when they started doing CrossFit, and then I heard it going into trying to take my game to the next level. I'm not sure who said the quote, but the quote is just, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I imagine you guys have heard that before, but really think about that. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And the reason I love this quote is because when you're comfortable with being uncomfortable, there's only one thing that happens when you're uncomfortable: growth. When you guys are uncomfortable, you're in a position that you're not used to, you have to grow. You have to come up with something. You have to come up with a new idea, a new outcome, whatever it is, but you're growing in that situation. And I would always just remember it because playing basketball, when I took my scholarship and went to Morningside College, I only played for a year. Thought I was way better than I was. I can accept that now. At the time, I couldn't. But I would go, and I came in as a freshman, like all 150 pounds of me soaking wet. And I just got beat up all the time. We'd be in the weight room and I would just be like dying. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. We're doing cleans and snatches and all the Olympic lifts. And looking back at it, I just remember always telling myself, I'm going to die. Like, I think this is the death of me. I just came to play basketball, and now they're making me lift weights and what it's turned into now. I just love it. But with that said, though, I always remember like doing heavy front squats, like putting 225 on the bar and you're 150, and like you're doing sets of five, and you press that bar up against your guys' throat and you can't breathe that well. And I just hate it. I hated every moment of it. But then I just remember it was always the goal. What's the goal? To be a better basketball player, to play in college, to be better than I was yesterday. And that was something I told myself every single day when I was going through basketball training in college. And now that's just a side note of, you know, an experience that happened in my life. But that was really where my life started to change. And I started to think about what I'm talking to you guys about changing the life that you want. Because I knew what I did in high school wasn't going to work in college. It was a new game. There was bigger dudes, faster dudes, stronger dudes. I had to change into another basketball player because the guy who used to only dribble with his right hand, who wasn't very fast, isn't going to make it very well in college. And so that was something that I remember every day in the summer when we were doing our 3-hour workouts. It was just pushing yourself to become the next best version of yourself. But that's where it kind of transformed in myself, is like, you know, the first time it got really uncomfortable with me was I decided I didn't want to be in Iowa anymore. I went out to California and I did an internship. So I drove 33 hours, didn't know one person, had been given an internship, which in the strength and conditioning world, you guys, you work for free. So all these people are like, oh, I got an internship. That's cool. But for me to actually go do my internship in California, I had to take a loan out just to go do the internship because you work for 3 months for no money. You have to pay for your food, your housing, all that good stuff. And I decided to do it smart and go to Silicon Valley. So what better place to go and make no money than Silicon Valley? That was my first like get out of town. And I grew so much. And it's so funny. I tell people this story all the time. But when I was in California, I absolutely hated it because I was a small town Iowa kid that, you know, was used to farmland, not many people, having everyone I knew, like knew my name. And then also just being comfortable with my environment. I lived there for 21 years. And then I went out to California where people work all the time. There's so many people. I didn't know one person and my life was just changing so much. And I just never forget, like I lived in a house, to be honest, I lived in a house with 14 other people. I lived in an Airbnb. I spent $1,000 a month to have six guys live in the same room as me. And I had a bunk bed. Looking back at it, I'm like, man, that's crazy. But I just remember calling my mom the last couple of weeks and being so excited just to come home. Like I was just ready to come home, be back in Iowa to where I knew what I was comfortable being home to. And then what happened was I got home and it's crazy. After about 2 weeks, hated it because I had been exposed to something new and going back to what I was used to, I found out I didn't like anymore. And I just had to get out. So I actually spent the next 6 months in Iowa. And then this is actually what it comes to, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. This is where my story starts. It starts with following your dream. And I have my notes that I read off of, but it's going off of, I was working in Iowa 2 years ago, and you guys have probably heard this story, but about a year and a half ago, it's about a year and a half right now, I was working in Iowa in negative 20 degrees, working landscaping, making a whole, I think it was $14 an hour. And I hated my life, to be real. I hated being outside in the cold. I hated picking up sticks, picking up trees, mowing the grass. Like I did that all the time. And for the $14, it just, you know, for some people, they love it. To me, not so much. And I'm not the handiest dude. So I was just like, this is not my thing. And then being out in negative 20 where you can't even feel your hands, but you're picking up sticks, like I was over it. And I'll never forget being so excited when I got the opportunity to come to Arizona for an interview in my occupational therapy. And I never forget coming here. I went hiking after my interview and I just felt at the most peace I had in my life. And I was like, this is where I want to be. This is where I need to be. And I knew I wanted to follow fitness. And so I went back and I made the decision right then and there. 2 weeks later, I'm moving. I didn't have a plan, didn't know anybody, but I said, I don't care. It's 70 here. It's negative 20 back home. I hate my life. At least I could be picking up sticks in 70 degree weather instead of negative 20. And so that's all it took. And I decided to move out to Phoenix, Arizona, where I did not know one person. I knew a couple people in the area. Like my buddy's grandparents lived an hour and a half away. One of my buddies, ex-girlfriend's parents lived like an hour away, but I didn't know anyone personally. And so I just was like, you know what? I'm gonna load up and just go. So I loaded up my car and I drove 19 hours, got to Flagstaff. My mom came with me and then I flew her back home and got to Phoenix. But I'll just never forget, you know, that was probably one of the scariest moments of my life because I was like, I don't know one person. I'm 23 years old. And I was like, and I'm going to a place I don't know anybody. I don't have a job lined up. I don't have anything. I just knew I had $2,000 in my pocket or in my bank account. And I was like, I can live off of that for at least 3 months. And I got 3 months to make it or I go down. So, you know, I always just say sink or swim and people usually will start swimming. So that's how I always look at it in myself. But that was like a quick little story for you guys to understand. Like, that's where I came from. That's why I can tell you guys this, because when you do that, you don't know one person. You have to make friends. You have to get outside of your comfort zone to make friends, to go into places to interview you, to go get a job. And so when I got here, the first thing I did, had my resume, looked up the top places. I found Jeremy Scott. I emailed him before I had moved out here. And he called me and let me come in the next day when I moved down here. But I stopped at probably 10 places, introduced myself just professionally. And I was like, hey, this is my resume. This is where I'm from. I'm just looking for a job. I'm new to the area. And just being honest, out of all the interviews I got five interviews. I got offered four of them. I got offered four positions just because they saw me coming out of my comfort zone, having to walk into an environment where I didn't know anybody, putting myself out there saying, hey, I need a job, or I'd like a job, and this is what I'm willing to do. I just moved here and I'm ready to get my my ground rolling, my feet rolling with it. And so that turned into something awesome, and I can't even tell you guys how crazy it is. But then also, I bring this back because this is something I see at my age so much is friends. We live in a world where more people are sitting there on their cell phones and we're just hanging out on our cell phones, texting, looking at Instagram, messaging, Facebook, whatever it is, instead of actually being interactive with people. And then it's funny because I'll talk to people my own age and they're like, I feel like I have no friends, even though they have all these followers on Instagram and they follow all the time, but they won't go out. They're too scared to go out and actually meet real people than to like just sit on Instagram. And so I always just have to have these talk with people. Like when I wanted to meet friends, like I just tell people what I did. I would go to workout classes that weren't just here at the gym because I like fitness. You know, I'm into church, you know, so like I'm a Christian. And so I would go to church groups. Now, again, I'm never pushing that on them, but that's just something that I did. I knew there were people there, you know, go meet people. And I would just go out to, you know, there's a cool app called Meetup. That's just a bunch of random people that are usually new to a place and that just want to meet together that have similar interests. But it's putting yourself out there. And that's what I always want to just push on this is if you guys aren't happy with where you're at in life, no matter if it's your financials, if your relationships, if your friendships, if it's just in where you're at in this point of life, like it's never going to get better if you just stay the same. Like it's, and I say this because I've had talks with family members that they're more willing to know that the job they live sucks, like I mentioned earlier, but instead of taking a chance on themselves, they're just going to live in the suckiness. And even though if they took the chance, it would probably be a million times better, but they're too scared. And so I always just get so passionate about it because it just blows my mind. Like you could live the best life you want and you can do whatever you guys want. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take, you know, time and it's going to take a lot of effort, but it can be the life that you want. Like I spend way more time here than I ever did landscaping, but I'm happier because I'm doing what I love. And so I just say this because if I would have never took the chance on myself, if I would have never left Iowa and just stayed there because it's all I knew and it's what I would tell myself all the time, I'd still be in the same point and probably so miserable it wouldn't be even funny. I might have had a new job, but you know, like still miserable because I don't like the weather. I didn't like where I was at. And so it's just something that's super important to me. And then I bring up into financials. Like this is something for myself. You know, I tell Jeremy like, oh, I want to make more money. And then he's like, hey, dummy, stop taking naps. Fair. All right. I like to take naps though. I will say that. But it's the truth though. Like, you know, how can I sit here and say I want to make more money, but I'm not putting the effort into actually making more money. I'm going in taking naps. I'm going in watching YouTube, Netflix, no matter what. And if that's what you like, that's cool. But then you can't also complain that you want to make more money. But it's also the same with your financials. Like if you've never saved like this, you're going to have to do things differently than you're used to. And so it could be scary. It could be a challenge for you. And then bringing into the relationships, like if you're looking for a relationship I'm not saying like dating someone, it could be like in a family relationship, your mother, your brother, your sister, brother, whatever it is, that you guys just have to, if you're wanting a different outcome than what you have right now, it's going to take talks. And I just bring this up because like, I've shared it a little bit, but like, you know, my family past is up in the air and like, it's not a big deal. It just happened. Life happens. And like, I'm super thankful for everything that has happened in my family and where we're at now. But with that, it's like, I had things happen in my life that I couldn't keep going on with it just going that way. And so I had to be a grown up and be like, you know what? Nah, like, and I see this commonly, but it was in my family. So I'll just put it out there is like the one thing I see is people have problems with family members, but they don't go to the family member to say it. So for example, if I had a problem with my brother, I go to my mom and say it. And then my mom would have her concerns about my brother and then say it to me. And then we're talking about it and then my sister would get in it. But then my brother never knew how we really felt, but we were frustrated with him. And then it's like, then you see this whole thing spiral out of control and it's a huge thing. Instead of just being honest with someone, like, you know, I love my brother and I call him now and we just have the open conversations. I'm like, hey, you're an idiot. And he's like, you're an idiot too. and that's me joking around. But like, you know, we call each other out on stuff just to keep us, you know, where we need to be. And even if I don't like it, I know he's doing it out of love. And so I just say that because it's the same thing wherever you're at in life, especially even with your family. you know, if you want a stronger relationship, you guys got to change something that you're doing, because it's not going to change if you're doing the same thing over and over. And so, and that's what I just tell people is, like, in this life that we live, I say the get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because, like, if you do the same thing over and over and you expect a different result, that is the definition of insanity. But I know so many people, and myself included, that do it over and over. We don't change our actions, but we expect a different outcome. And so that's something that I'm just super passionate about getting out there, that you guys want to really evaluate where you're at. Evaluate, are you happy? And, like, this is always for the person who's not happy or not happy with something in their life. It's never for the person who's like, love my life, because you love your life. You know, that's the goal for everybody. But I bring it up because, you know, I don't want you guys to sit here and have a year go by, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is, and say, man, I wish I would have. That's the thing that scares me the most. And that's why I do everything I do, because I remember listening to Gary Vee, and he said the saddest thing he ever did was go to a nursing home and listen to people have regret in their voice. And he's like, it's the saddest thing. And it was like, it'll make you change your day or change your dreams right then and there, and you'll act on them. And ever since then, I've just been full bore. Everything I think I want to do, I'm going to do it. I might learn that I don't want to do it in the future or after the results have happened, but I'm going to do it because I don't want to look back on my life and say, man, I wish I would have. You know, there's always learning experiences that you're going to have, but I don't want to be like, man, I wish I would have took the chance to go to Scottsdale. I wish I would have took the chance to follow my dream in fitness. I wish I would have took the chance to take that trip to Hawaii. You know, like, and that's another thing I bring up here is solo trips, I think, is one of the best things you could ever do for yourself. And I bring that up because when I was out here last year, I took my first trip ever to Hawaii. And being from Iowa, nobody really goes to Hawaii because it's such a long trip. But with that said, I was looking at tickets, and it was to go back home to Iowa. And I was like, nah, I'd rather just go back to Hawaii, because it was like $20 more. And I was like, I've never been. So I booked a flight. I go to Hawaii by myself, not knowing one person. And it was probably my most favorite trip of my life, because I learned who I was. And all I mean when I say that is, when you learn who you are, you learn what you like, you learn what you don't like, you learn what you want to see in other people, you learn what you don't want to see in other people. You had experiences and you're like, I really enjoyed that. And you had other ones, you're like, man, that sucked. And then also with all that, great stories. Like, you know, I went to Hawaii, almost broke my ankle, cut my feet, broke my glasses. What a story. You know, you guys loved it. But what I mean by that is, like, you know, just getting yourself out there into, when, especially like me, and this isn't everyone, and I understand that, but like, when I'm sink or swim, I'm going to swim. And all I mean that is, like, when I go to Hawaii and I don't know one person, I'm like, well, I could sit here and not know one person and just have a miserable time and just keep to myself. Or I can get out of my comfort zone. I can make myself go talk to anybody, talk to that pretty girl, talk to that guy sitting at the fire, talk to that guy at the bar, like anybody, and make a conversation. And you know what? This is the thing that's always helped me. So I'm saying this, so I hope it helps you. When you do those solo trips, I look at them and say, I will never see that person ever again in my life. Makes life pretty easy. You know, like, I always say this to guys, because guys will talk to me and it's like, they're afraid to get shot down. I'm like, you'll never see this girl ever again. What's the worst that happens? She says, ew, gross, get away. Well, you have to handle that, but nobody else knows. So that's pretty easy to laugh off, you know? So I bring up the solo trips because when I went to Hawaii, I learned a lot about who I was. I learned what I liked. I learned what I didn't like. And I also learned, you know, I can do stuff on my own. I don't need anybody else to make me happy. I can make myself happy. I can make my own experiences that I think are cool. And I don't think enough people have done that. And it's just, that's why I always put that out there, because I meet people who, you know, we all know the person who's been in a relationship, gets out of a relationship, and it's right back into another one. But they've never spent the time to actually find out who they are outside of that relationship. They find their relationship and then they are part of that relationship. They're not their own person. And I say that, and I know I'm touching on different things, but it's like, it's something I'm super passionate about, because I think you're a much happier person when you know who you are. And I just want you guys to be where you want to be in life, you know, and it's different for everybody, and nobody's success is right for each person. Like, what I think successful and what you think successful are two different things. So it's just doing what makes you happy. But I always want to put out the, you know, doing the solo trips are a great thing to find out who you are. But doing with financials, you know, if it's, you want to save more money, maybe you have to work more. Like, that's just a reality. Like, for me, if I want to make more money, I just have to work more. I have to get better at what I'm doing. I have to put on a little more stress to make more money. For some people, it's worth it. For some, it's not. And then it's like, okay, going back to relationships. If your relationship's not with where you want it with some person, maybe it's that time to have a hard talk. Maybe it's that time to swallow your own pride and say, maybe I've been doing something wrong. Or maybe they've been doing something wrong and you guys have never actually talked about it and actually have the hard talk. You know, maybe it's that time that you ask yourself, am I truly happy with what I'm doing? Because I can just promise you guys, at the end of your life, you're never going to say, I wish I worked more, I made more money, and all this stuff. You're going to be, what was it that made me truly happy? And I'll just be real. I know I said the work more, make more money, but like for me at this point, working I love. I love what I do. My job's my passion. So it's not really work to me. It's what I would do otherwise. And then the financials is just, it's more money to have more money. It's fun to have more money at a broke 24-year-old stage. But I keep getting told by successful people that, you know, money comes and goes. So I take that as it is as well. But, you know, I want to put that out there, you guys. If you're not living the life you want, change. Change to the life you do. And just understand, it's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be easy. And this is my last thing for anybody out there. I always put it when I want to make a video just on this by itself, but it's, if you move, I always just tell people, expect the first 6 years or 6 months to suck. You don't know anybody. You don't really have any friends. You don't really know what to do yet. You don't really know anything, and you're by yourself. It's super easy to just feel bad for yourself, stay on social media, stay in your house, not go do anything new, and now you're just lonely all the time, you know? And that's what I've learned with moving several times out of state, not knowing one person. Like, it can be rough at first, but it's going to pay off. But that also comes with you putting yourself out there, because I've also met friends that I know that have moved to other places, but they don't put themselves out there. They don't try to get to know other people. And then I talk to them, and a year and a half later, they're miserable. And I'm like, well, how many friends do you have? Oh, none. Well, what do? I just sit in my house on Friday night. So, you know, I know I'm getting off the topic. I know I'm rambling on, but it's just something I'm super passionate about. I want you guys to live your best life. I want you to be the happiest you can ever be. And I just want you guys to not look back on your life and have any regrets. That's my biggest thing for all you guys. So really hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I really appreciate you guys viewing. Again, if you guys are on YouTube, please press that subscribe button and the like button. It really helps me out. And leave any comments. I would love to chat with you guys. And then also on the podcast, on any platform, you guys, if you could go leave me a 5-star review, that would help me out as well, just to get it out and more people. And then also, I'd love to see what you guys think of the podcast. Anything you guys would like to see or hear about in the future, if there's anything you guys want to critique even. Like, you know, I'm still new at this. I'm still trying to get better. So you guys can always hit me up on Instagram as well. I'm always open to feedback, and I always appreciate it. So just want to say thank you guys for tuning in and letting me ramble on a little longer than usual. But until next time, you guys, do something active, spend time with people you love, and live your life to the fullest, because you guys only get one and you don't want to waste it. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.